KOA News Time 6:55 now on Colorado's Morning News. Despite the use of the R word getting bandied about in recent days, the stock market appears to not give a hoot, at least when it's considering last week's performance leading up to today. On with us now to help make a little sense of it all, friend of the program, as always, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. I hope we can make dollars instead of cents, but I'm ready to go.
I love that, and pun intended. So what do you make of this current gyration of the market, at least on the plus side?
Well, you know, after on Friday, we saw the market, 2.5% up, more than 700 points on the Dow. And Marty, a lot of that, in fact, most of it was attributed to the fact that there was some rumblings that the Fed might be looking at doing less on the interest rate hikes moving forward than what they had talked about before. And that certainly was some good and welcome news on Wall Street. But again, it's just rumors. And obviously, that's what moves the market when you have emotion in play. And that's certainly what took place Friday moving into Monday. Now, this morning, the futures are down 175 points, but clearly it's not about interest rate hikes right now. It's about earnings. We have about a fifth of the companies in the S&P 500 that have already given us their third quarter results as of the end of last week, and about 71-72% of those posted earnings that beat the expectations, which is good. But this week, we've got all the big boys rolling in, so it's going to be interesting to see how the earnings look and how the future guidance looks. And then, of course, on Thursday, I believe, we have the GDP numbers out for the third quarter that's going to give us an idea on the growth of the U.S. economy. All of that is really going to play into the picture with regards to how the Fed might respond to all of this information. And, yeah, buckle up. It's going to be some interesting times moving forward.
Well, of course, that GDP figure that we talked about coming out on Thursday, I haven't really heard a lot about what some of the experts are prognosticating for what that number is going to hold. Have you?
Pat, they're thinking about 2.3% last quarter as far as growth. And now that's after what, back-to-back, negative numbers?
Negative, yeah.
Quarter one, quarter two, which used to be the definition of a recession until we hit that, and then all of a sudden we changed the definition of recession. But that's one of the reasons that this is going to be just a vital week for us, because you obviously have the midterm elections coming up in a couple of weeks. You have all of this information that's going to be landing on the Fed of the desk of the Jerome Powell and the rest of the people at the Fed. And, of course, we're looking at November. They're still looking at the probability of another 75 basis point interest rate hike. But, again, moving forward, what's going to happen at that point in time? So there's a lot of moving parts here for both investors and others to look at and try to consider which way things are going to be going. I wasn't really surprised after the rumors broke on Friday to see the market pop, but I will not be surprised to see us give back that and more, because a lot of the core issues that we have right now with regards to inflation and the economy growth. And, of course, we have a lot of pressure internationally with China, their economy dragging along as well, and in issues in Europe. There's just not a lot of good news on the horizon, and that's one of the reasons when there's a glimmer of it, we start to see almost an overreaction on Wall Street.
Well, you kind of touch on it as we wrap up with you, Jay. I'm sure the markets are still kind of keeping an eye on what's going on in Ukraine and when it comes to energy costs as well. What does that portend, if you want to say, in the next couple of weeks and months?
It's going to be interesting to see. And, of course, Marty, I've told you guys my biggest concern is if Russia lets loose with some sort of a nuclear response to Ukraine. At that point in time, all bets are off with regards to what's going to take place. Strangely, not a lot of that is really a growing concern on Wall Street, and I really think it should be, because the more that we hear, the more that we seem to be getting closer to that. So hopefully that won't take place, and we'll just have to deal with all the other things that we've talked about that's on our plate at this point in time, because right now, we don't have room for another issue to try to worry about with everything else that's going on.
Yeah, trying to fit 5 pounds of sausage in a 2 pound bag. You're right about that, Jay.
Exactly.
More of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
We've got the news coming up at 7. The drive right now from the perch of the KOA Jetcopter, Dave Hunter.